Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's 333 right now.
Hey, you won't hear from me. Don't you call my phone. Got me wondering, where did I go wrong? Used to hear some things, thought you knew it all. Now you all alone, best you ever lie.
Penthouse in Florida, pull out the door floor up. Shawty says she know what's up. She just tryna test her luck. She just tryna leave her man. I'm just tryna buy her love. On the chest, she pop them tits. But with me, her life blew up. Tryna watch you on game. Slitting all women out. I don't really think I got any of my feelings now. Me and my niggas run sliding through the city now. I've been moving silent while you know with me now. I've been grinding now, I'm piling to the ceiling now. You were slimy with your grammy, I had to cut you out. One too many girls on me. Cause when I'm in the club, the drinks on me. And when they play my songs, these songs love me.
You're not my friend, my slime, my
get that air horn right quick, ready? I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers Podcast, episode 139.
I think you're right.
Ryan, is it 139? Usually, no. That's why I asked.
This is going to be the best episode.
All right, let's see. I believe you're right, Chris.
I think it's 139.
139.
All right, so it's your host with the most, Chris Minor, a.k.a. Dino Spumoni, Extra Cheese and Pepperoni, a.k.a. Talk to Me Nice.
Talk to Me Nice.
A.k.a. Young Chris Kringle. Yurt. What's good, Dalton?
Yeah, it's me.
All right.
Dalton.
Yeah.
Dad, Young Goldblum. Let's just get to it.
All right, so we got a couple special guests in here, but the person we actually came to see, I'm sorry, Trey.
No, for sure.
The person we actually came to see today is Sticky the Menace.
On the game.
She's here.
Talk to me.
I didn't mean to hit the talk to me nice. I'm sorry. Anyways, so Adam set this up, so shout out to Chappelle once again.
Shout out Chappelle.
He sent us your project. In the group chat, we have a group chat with Adam. I guess he's just going to like funnel all the artists he fuck with through the podcast, which we don't have a problem with, I guess.
No.
There's always some story with it, which we do have to visit the aftermath of when you were here.
Right.
Bro, because I was actually dead, like, okay.
He told us you were there and you were supposed to come.
Yeah.
But
didn't work out.
I was outside meditating. The next thing I know, I just hear like hella shit.
That's the worst time to be meditating,
like,
right?
What's going on?
Mustard.
Yeah.
Ketchup.
All that.
All juice.
Bad.
So, Sticky. I asked her for a government name. She didn't give it to me. So, That's fine. So we were talking off mic, and you said this was your first project.
Yeah, this is my first project out.
It's really good first project. Not too many people have like a really good first project.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to figure it out. But it seemed like you knew exactly what you wanted to do, what sound you wanted. Like, talk to us about your process a little bit.
Basically, I recorded all these songs in like 2 weeks span. So like everything that I was just like pretty much going through the time, like of the 2 weeks, I just decided to just make songs about them. And since I've been, like, I'm a songwriter, I write, but I lately ain't been writing. I've been freestyling.
Mm.
So that just made it better, I feel like, to to put my emotions in the music.
Right.
So like whole time I'm just like, I'm just gonna say whatever I gotta say and just see what happens. And so like after I did the songs, I was like, at first I was like, I'm just gonna put them out one by one. And then I was like, nah, I'm just gonna put out a whole tape.
Yeah.
Cause it's always like, I'm an overthinker, so I'm like, you know what I'm saying? You never know. But I was, at the same time, you never know till you put it out.
Yeah,
I was
right.
Like, fucking, I'm just
so you fucking with the response so far.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. No, I seen you got some. The numbers are nice on here.
For real. And then yeah. I've been getting like constant like people like, bro, like I felt the whole tape. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like no skips on the hell. That's what I was going for at the same time. But I don't really look at numbers like that just cause.
Right.
I'm an artist and like just all around, so I just want to put out something that everybody gonna feel, everybody gonna like transparency.
Right, right. Like I also off mic, I was before we get to that, because that's like a whole nother conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
When Dalton listened to the album first, and he said that you reminded him of Sid from
bro, I love Sid
the internet. So I was gonna ask like. Is she one of your like main, like who are your influences? Like
my main influences is Erykah Badu,
mm-hmm.
and Sid, mm-hmm. and I would say who else? Alicia Keys.
Wow.
If I could pick any females like top three, them would be the top three.
That's interesting because I never heard anybody say Alicia Keys before.
Bro, I used to listen to Alicia Keys heavy, bro.
I knew it every time someone throws out someone random. You don't think yeah. of Alicia
I
Keys?
Would, yeah, I would not have.
I thought you were gonna say like Sade, and I was like.
Nah, I fuck with Sade yeah. too. Yeah. Like oh, she's yeah, hard for sure. But like, bro, like I've been on Sid when she was with like
Tyler
like, OF. Yeah, with yeah. OF. And I was like, bro, like she's hard.
Sid is phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, like, she's dope.
I was like, immediately, she has the vibe.
Right. Yeah. But a thing that stuck out to me too was like, there was, I guess, because y'all make the same type of music, mm-hmm. but Cash Page jumped out at me as well. I'm not comparing. I'm just saying, like
I feel that.
I'm not saying you know one's better than the other. I'm
nah,
just saying
nah,
it's like the
we
same.
Nah, we ain't doing that. Yeah, it's all love. It's
yeah,
all
it's
love.
The same vein for me.
Yeah,
you know because she does the singy rap melodic
yeah.
type thing that you're on.
Mm-hmm.
I also hear a lot of Party in you too.
Yeah, I fuck with Party.
Yeah, yes. I hear yeah, that too. Yes. With your you know your production selection and like how you're saying what you're saying.
Yeah,
because there was like lines. I actually wrote some shit down, and I swear to God, I don't write nobody shit down. Like when I come in here, like nobody, like not even my homies. Like I don't write nobody shit down, but I had to because
I just know I said some out of line shit.
No facts. That's why I was like, yo, all right, I'm more like. Like that out of line shit, the shit you know you're not supposed to say
yeah,
type shit.
But that's
I like
what,
that.
Yeah, but that's what gets people to really listen. Like, yeah, damn, like that transparency. Yeah. Like saying shit that nobody.
Let me play this shit right quick.
Nobody would
want to
say.
You want me to turn back up? All
right. Wait, where did I? Oh, my God. Oh, there was one line before I get to the line because that I'm holding on to that. That's very special. That's near and dear to my heart.
Oh my God.
You said on one of your record. You said on one of your records. I don't feel bad for fucking that R&B shorty no more.
I knew he was going to say that. Oh, my. All right. So, boom.
Hold on. One more time.
Yeah, I still don't. I don't feel bad. Still.
You don't. You're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Not supposed to.
It's crazy.
You're not supposed to.
Bro, I knew he was going to say that, bro.
That ain't the line. That's the line, but like that quote we were talking about earlier, yeah. That's what I really want to talk about. That yeah. has like, that's a layered meaning. But that right there?
Yeah. That
how,
was just,
well, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, yeah. You finna go through it.
Bro, I'm already going through it. Like,
God. I mean, it's bad when you're younger, but when you get older, it's like, bro, I've been through this shit already. Why
and
are we still playing this game?
And I'm telling you, like, bro, I done been through so much at a young age. Yeah. I feel like, and the only thing that keeps me somewhat sane is like, bro, you're not even halfway there yet.
Yeah.
So just hold on, nigga, because it's finna get crucial.
I hate to say this, but I have to. It's very difficult fucking with women, ain't it? It's hard.
Hell yes.
It's hard, ain't it?
It's even worse because I'm a female.
Exactly.
Too,
so like, you see fuck. The error in y'all's ways. Yes. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what? Yes. Yeah. We'll talk off air. we'll talk off air.
Yeah.
But nah, the song though, like how you started this joint, I was like, I played it back. And it's just you talking. You're not even started singing yet.
Yeah, he called me. He was like, yo.
Calm the Crazy.
Yeah, bro. Oh, damn. I got a story behind that. Huh?
Run that back for me, Dawn. Let me.
Nah, bro. I just be feeling like I be making people better, like as a person, I guess, for their next relationship. And it's like, nigga, give me my thank you. Like, give me my thank you. I just turned y'all up. And now y'all finna go turn somebody else up.
Turn somebody up.
The least you can do is give me my thank you.
They say R&B people don't talk no more, Dalton. They tried to tell me that. And then she over here speaking gospel, just straight out the book.
Somber EP, man.
Right. Yo.
No cap.
Facts.
What compelled you to say that?
All right, so the original version had a voicemail on it of a certain female. Right. And out of respect, I asked her if I could use it. And she said no. So I was like, bet, I'm just going to make something worse. And
I would have just used that shit anyway.
I was going to, but bro, like, you don't understand. Yeah, like, yeah, it was just... Like, these hoes are psychotic, bro. I had to just.
Oh yeah,
if anybody knows this motherfucker,
I know. The little incident you had with the ketchup and shit.
Oh damn! But see, look, we finna be. Man,
I feel like that situation don't even compare to what. Man, I'm just gonna like, yeah. So basically, I was just like, bet I'm just gonna put something else on there, and that's what I did. Like.
I don't know what the original was, but this right here, like I said, that shit.
Off air, we'll listen to it.
Even the beat, I was like, yo, this is like a perfect beat to talk over.
Yes.
Yeah, like, yeah. You was getting your shit off. I really appreciate that. Because like I said, not too many people have the confidence to say that.
Facts. My boy Shy, like, he produced that beat.
Yeah, shout out to him.
And like, bro, like, because I had originally put the voicemail on my close friends and he was in it. He was like, bro, this got to be on the beat. And I said, bet. He made the beat like in 30 minutes.
That's hard.
I instantly got on the hill. So he knew the story behind it and everything. And then I had to tell him, like, bro, we got to take it off. He was like, damn.
Catch me in court.
Catch me in court.
Facts.
Facts, bro.
That's hard, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, for you to already have so much direction and what you want to do with your music, like, I'm guessing, have you been there for the process of him, Trey, making his music? Like, you were able to sit in and watch how shit is done?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. Some I came in, I just met him, a year ago. But I already seen so much from him. I learned a lot from him. Like, especially, the emotional side. Cause he emotional ass nigga, but I'm an emotional ass nigga. I'm an emotional ass nigga too. Bro, but I didn't know how to put it. I didn't know how to put it in my music. So yeah. I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just sit back and watching. Cause really, he part of the reason why I started freestyling too, just because it's easier to get your emotions out on your music than writing it. You might write some shit, and then the next minute you'd be like, this shit sucks, and don't even want to record it no more. But if you're just doing it in the moment, you're just going to say whatever. That's how that, and I don't feel bad for fucking that arm. That's how that came about.
Crazy. I'm telling y'all, that's like top five lines for me right now. You know what I'm saying? That resonates with me.
Man.
To be honest, I met with R&B shorty before. She kind of broke my heart, too. Maybe put me on a remix. We could do something.
Yeah.
Hey, we can do that.
We could do something with that.
We can make something happen.
Toxic remix.
Yeah.
Man, what?
Facts. So, I mean, as far as your creativity goes, like, what other things do you draw from to, like, help you get there? I heard you say you meditated earlier, but...
Yeah, I meditate. I do a lot of hella meditating and just a lot of inner, like, practices on myself and trying to, like, understand myself before I start. So I don't have to, like, project on other people.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people doing that shit, and I just feel like it's because they don't want to do that inner work on themselves.
You are very wise for... Did you say cap?
No cap.
Oh, no cap. I thought you said cap. Yeah, you are very wise.
This nigga be with me all the time, you know.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like...
I actually... I know you was telling me about the... Where y'all go record it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I hit up Adam because there was an artist I was working with. He was trying to, like, find a little venue space to, like... Right. And he told me, he said y'all shit, and I was like, man, that might be a good look. But had I was able to, like, do it the way I wanted to, we would have been up there. I feel like it would have been better because I'm very, like focused on home.
Right.
So I feel like if we can get shit popping in our area before we try to, like, go to Dallas or some shit and get that shit popping, like, why not try to do it at home?
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm from Fort Worth, so, like, we don't have like shit like this.
Right.
A lot of it is just like rap beef or like hood beef. They don't really pay attention to nothing besides that.
Yeah.
So this is my first time actually like getting in the Dallas scene and like seeing how shit is, and it's way more, you know what I'm saying, shit out here.
Like-minded people.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's gotten way better in the recent years. Like everybody's way more collaborative now. And
yep.
Because it used to be kind of like that
standoffish.
I'm the best.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really hard to like put a. It's really hard to put a gauge on like who's better than who. Because there's so many different things we're looking at now other than just the music.
Yeah.
Which I'm not a fan of, but I mean, this is the business, so we got to do it like that. But
that's one thing I had to realize too. Like, this shit is just, it's business. You can't take really shit personal.
Nah, you can't, but somehow we always end up doing it. Somehow we always end up taking shit personal, fam. Man.
This motherfucker Chris always thinks someone talk about him.
They are.
It's just crazy, bro. Like, that's why I'm not a big on social media, because, bro, like, anything on social media can easily be portrayed as something else. And it's just like, bro, oh my God, shut up.
I think I did try looking for you on, like, Instagram or Twitter. No, I think I tried to look for you on Twitter.
Yeah, I got Twitter.
But it ain't Sticky the Menace.
Nah, it's not. Yeah. It's Menace World _.
Oh, okay. Well, we know now. Because
I be wilding on that.
You supposed to, man. And where can you go vent? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like, I fuck with Twitter. My favorite app, like social media app, would be Tumblr. I fuck with Tumblr.
Oh, you still use Tumblr?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, I fuck with Tumblr.
Man, what a time.
What a time it was.
Bro, that's how you Tumblr's that's how we shit. Used to find out if a girl was a freak or not.
Right.
Like Tumblr.
Tumblr was 60%. No.
It didn't change now, but no, it's still I know. It.
You. This is sometimes. Before your time, though, Ryan. I see
you wasn't
you
outside.
Making a face.
You wasn't outside, right?
Making faces.
That nigga wasn't outside.
We're making faces. That's how. Yeah. That's like a like the staples like Marilyn Monroe, butterflies. Yeah, don't tell. But if she got her on her Tumblr though.
Oh yeah, Tumblr back then was just.
Yeah, you good to go.
GTG. Oh God! If that hoe, if she got a Marilyn Monroe hung up on her wall, she going.
Yeah. Tumblr used to be through the three P's.
Right.
Pictures, porn,
and power. What?
And power.
And poetry.
I was gonna say pussy, but you already said
pussy.
Yeah, but there's a lot of P's.
Yeah.
You said you hate pussy.
I hate the word pussy.
Why is
it's
that?
Weird.
It's like,
I don't know.
Is it too like derogatory?
I think maybe it's just weird to say.
I feel like vagina is more derogatory,
yeah,
but that's like the actual
like
term.
That. I'd rather say like coochie or something.
Coochie.
I don't know, bro. I just hate the word. I don't know.
It so you be like, hey girl,
hey, play coochie style real quick.
Hey, you like, hey girl, come bring that coochie over here.
Nah. And then when I'm talking to, I don't know, like if I'm around, it depends on who I'm around.
Yeah.
It depends on
bring
who I'm around.
Coochie
scout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make your ass flat, you got a smooth back.
Yeah, we ran all that shit for a while. Because Brian put that shit on everybody radar.
Yeah.
Cause
I'm crying.
It's hard to figure out who's taking this shit as a joke. Like, music like that, you really got to learn to appreciate it.
Yes. It's
because,
funny.
Like, we take our craft so seriously, so when we hear something like that, it's like, man, this nigga bullshitting. But he really not. No, he's really not. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
I feel like that's how niggas feel about like 2 Chainz. Like when he started rapping, 2 Chainz is one of the hardest rappers out.
Hard.
You know what I'm saying? But they probably was like, this nigga talking about pussy and strip clubs and shit, but he got bars and all that shit.
Yeah.
So,
but like I feel like almost every rapper is talking about the same shit.
Right now, yeah. It's very disheartening. I'm not even going to hold you. That's why I feel like R&B is really, like, especially like your hers or your... even everybody's back on Jasmine Sullivan, but
yeah,
she been like that though.
That's what I'm saying. Like she's
like
so
that.
Underrated. It's not fair, bro. And this is like, bro. Like I don't really listen to rap music like that no more. I'm an old head, bro. Like I listen to 90s R&B and shit like that, and like shit like that. So
like, Essence.
Yeah. So I've been on Jasmine Sullivan, and it's just like now y'all want to listen to her because she got like new school features, like new R&B features.
But nah,
like,
she been hard. The busting windows out your car.
And she got range. Like, she
I need
got
you
crazy
bad.
Vocal range.
Yeah, she crazy with it. Her and there's another R&B. Oh, yeah. Ari. Ari's hard as fuck.
Fuck, bro. She reminds me of Erica, like, in a sense. Like,
yeah, I agree, because when Erica came out, her voice was so unique the way she sang. I was like, bro, this is different. And then Ari's the same way, because she be saying shit different, kind of like SZA does.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where her words be like, I'm gonna get it in the land.
Yeah.
Y'all heard of Baby Rose?
Yeah.
Hard, mm-hmm. bro.
Yeah, my, she's hard too.
A friend of mine put me on her music, and I was like, I don't want to be this ad.
Like, I'm dead as fuck.
But her voice is like, you don't expect that big ass grizzly, I cook pork chops on an open flame ass voice that she got.
On an open flame?
Yeah, like she got that old school big like mama. Like that's wild to me. Like that big ass voice coming out this little ass girl.
I like Snow Allegra too. That's not
I fuck with Snow. I fuck with Snow.
I never like listen to any of her stuff.
Just do it.
I fuck with Snow.
Please.
It's hard for me to get into R&B because I'm listening for a certain thing.
Right.
Like that's why I gravitate towards Party or Division.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Bryce's first album, which let me since you here, Trey, I just want to go here right quick. You came out at a time when, because your joint was on the radio back when, like when Bryson was like started popping and all that shit.
Yeah,
and I was just like, man, he could really do it because you were like already tapped in
to what
people were familiarizing themselves with as far as Bryson and Party.
Because
if you didn't listen to P1, you don't really know what Party is.
God, what?
But then P2 came out, then like everybody knew.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knew.
You know what I'm saying? But you was like early to that party. Like, I didn't hear anybody locally doing that. So I was like, oh, yeah, he out of here. Just because it was good, too. And then I remember, I know I said this last time, but like, just like people were on Twitter talking about your song.
Yeah.
And that was like at a time when like, artist wasn't getting that type of like, we just talking about this artist because we like this artist. That's right. Local. Now it's more like they're doing it more now with artists, but like you were like one on one. Like you to niggas like you and Gunn were the only niggas that Y'all was the only niggas really like you know what I'm saying?
When you had that what was it, Johnny Cage.
Time to be alive, nigga.
Risk like a hurricane. Johnny Cage.
Nah, me and James used to freestyle in the car, man. I just used to play beats, bruh. That nigga he's been around the world. But nah, y'all were the only two artists at the time that was really getting that type of love, bro. And you know, but anyways, I don't even know why I brought that up. But,
so how do y'all feel about Brent Faiyaz?
I like Brent. Toxic King. Toxic King.
Nah. It ain't
no, that. I like Brent.
I know. I like Brent. I like Brent. It's how you, but what the fuck does he know about cameras? You said what? You said what, right? Nah. It's just, it's not easy to digest. Like his vocal, like voice inflections and all that shit. Like how he sings is not. But I know it's like he pulled that straight from the '90s, though. Like his style is definitely of that of somebody from the '90s. I could tell that.
That's definitely. I feel like he bringing that sound back.
Yeah, he's good. I just it's weird because it seems like he has no structure to like his music, like when he's approaching the song. And it might not be every song, but it's kind of like it's kind of like what you said. But you're way better at it. If this is what he's doing,
thank you.
He's going in there like kind of filling it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
But it still don't come together like a song would, especially R&B. It's very hard to like. You can't go in there with a rapper mindset and freestyle. It's just like fuck it, call it a day. Like an R&B song at the end of the day needs to still come together and be that.
But do you think that's the reason why people gravitate towards his music though? Because it's so different. But
I think it's his voice and what he's saying.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't start to talk about this. Is just me. I wouldn't like put him up there with like a Miguel or anything as far as putting songs together and shit.
Hell no.
But he's very good at he has an audience and they love his shit.
Right.
And his audience is gonna make sure y'all know this nigga's the nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And sure. I appreciate that. But as far as like, again, like you say, you come from the 90s. Mm-hmm. Play me a 90s song that sounds like that, where it's not like a cohesive thing. Mm-hmm. Like even if you go into it in freestyling, like I said, which is perfectly fine, but you tie it, you put the bow on it every time. I listen to your album. some songs from him, it seems like pull that, throw that beat up. Okay, yeah. All right. Da 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 da. All right. Da 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 da. All right. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna come back. Da 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 da. All right. That whole done. Put it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't really do that not with R&B. Not in my opinion. Like I hold R&B higher than rap, and I rap. You know what I'm saying? Even the production, I hold that production higher than rap. And Brent had just put out a song with. I know he just put out a song with a chick. I don't know.
Georgia Smith.
Georgia, yeah.
Yeah, which I didn't hear. I don't know how
it
is.
Yeah, I don't think I heard it either.
But I did hear the joint with him and Tyler because
Gravity.
DJ Dahi, right?
Dahi, yeah.
Yeah, he produced it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I like all his beats.
Yeah, Dahi's cold.
So I was like, oh, this shit probably finna sound crazy. And the beat was crazy. But then I get to it and I was like, oh, this nigga freestyling again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hear this. I don't. Not from an R&B nigga, personally. not me. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to ask you a question. Since y'all both do R&B. How do y'all feel about Trey Songz?
That nigga hard.
Yeah, he hard. I fuck with. I just feel like, bro, I don't know.
Something.
I used to fuck with Trey Songz hard than a bitch.
Yeah, I used to fuck with
him. And then it's like, I feel like, I don't know, he done got too old to be...
acting the way he acted.
Like he remind me of like he kind of remind me of like them semi old niggas that try to be young still.
Not Trey, not Trigger.
But he not that old yet, so I can't say he just the old nigga.
How old is Trey Songz?
He probably like
30.
He probably mid 30s, some shit like that. He been around since.
Maybe that's why though. Maybe that's why. I feel like he. Cause he been in the game.
Yeah,
for a
he don't
bit.
Have that same hunger no more.
Hell no.
Nah.
He probably
his whole first album was about struggle.
Yeah,
he ain't never no never more. Talked
oh,
about
God.
That again.
Yeah, her fucking host. He don't give.
He
a
like
fuck.
Shit. I'm Trey Songz now. I can just shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so how y'all feel about Chris Brown? Today,
hey,
he already said that last time.
Hey, fam, ain't no stopping that nigga.
Yeah. Oh, God. Like, bro, like that nigga, he gonna die a legend, bro, for sure.
What?
Oh, yeah, he's
still breaking through barriers. But, yes. I mean, people don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
They don't want
to. And that's hard
that.
To do. That's hard to do as an artist. Like, just keep on, unless you like him or Drake, like that can just continuously
there's,
put out.
But I've never seen somebody come back from.
Yeah,
a woman
but he came
as
back
good,
from.
As clean as
him. No, for real. Oh, God.
Like this motherfucker.
But I think what helped him was Rihanna came out and said, like, yo, I'm at fault too.
Right,
you know what
right,
I'm
right, right.
It wasn't just like. But still, that's still. Yeah, that's. Because that, yeah. Yeah,
this,
yeah.
That was a wild time.
That nigga lost his. He had a. At the time, I don't know if y'all remember, but him, Neo, and another artist, they all had like gum endorsements. Like
double me,
yeah, all that shit.
Bro,
they snatched that shit from him so fast,
yeah,
bro.
Give me that,
all that shit. Like that was crazy. Yeah,
give me that.
And then he bounced all the way back. And I think, facts.
Bro, this
nigga. Oh, facts, yeah, give
bro,
me
what
that,
the fuck?
Yeah.
Bro, you got to stop.
Hey, facts.
Oh,
but,
I was just thinking out loud. Double homicide.
Damn. Yeah, Chris.
No,
we're not doing that.
No,
right
I refuse. I refuse.
Hey,
that chick is going to hell.
Hey, nah, bro.
You know what's wild about that shit?
Bro, come, bro.
I watched it and I was like, okay, that was wild. But she tried to apologize. Like
she only
my
apologized because the
bad.
Girl turned around and said,
"Bitch,
yeah.
What the fuck." That shit.
Damn,
was
double homicide.
She moved her glasses like, damn, I can't believe this shit.
Yeah. Damn, double homicide.
She was really having like an emotional breakthrough.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Oh,
double homicide.
Man, no, for real.
She said it.
Especially not on TV, bro. Like,
she said.
I wouldn't be saying it.
She said it so calm, though. Damn. Double homicide.
Like.
Like, yeah, she said, bitch.
Bro, if you get on Twitter and look at the memes for that, oh
it's
my
insane.
God,
no, the
crazy,
memes are going crazy. Because that's just a wild ass thing to say.
Like, I never would have thought.
Double homicide.
Jesus Christ.
But she had an abortion on Twitter. First of all, like Ryan said, I wouldn't have said that on TV. No, like, I had to have an abortion.
But and they made that the clip for the show.
Oh,
they knew what they was doing.
Yeah,
but.
Y'all gonna want to watch this. This is a good one. Yeah.
Forever, like I want to watch the show now.
Yeah.
That show was golden for that.
I'm definitely gonna watch.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna watch this shit too.
I want to see what happened. Like,
because oh, she can't stay the whole time. Neither one of the girls. The girl who said double homicide.
I
want
to see what happens. Like, did the group like what the fuck? Or the, that shit
hard as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm too. Then they started making a fuss because there's a porn star that was in the.
Are you talking about Miss
Natural?
Miss Natural, yeah. Hey, I seen
don't
that.
Don't look at me.
Hey.
Hey, Dalton, you know you watch that shit.
She,
hey,
don't look at me, man. She a hood porn star legend on my legend. Mama.
I am married.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, all right.
I don't watch porn.
What?
I didn't recognize her until Justin.
Yeah, I didn't either until they pulled
bro,
her.
Bro, it was like that Leonardo DiCaprio meme where he like.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, damn.
Because once he said it, I went back. I was like, that is her.
You're like, damn right.
There but I was like, I don't recognize her. So I was like, they cleaned her up for IG.
Oh, God.
Because the stench was on her.
Yeah.
And Jesse said, I prefer her dirty.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, yeah. We getting off a little bit. It's fine. It's
bro,
fine.
This is. This shit is funny as fuck.
Hey. So I don't know if y'all been seeing like the I think we might have talked about it last time, but they were saying Chris Brown and Usher.
Oh God!
Are you talking about
the verses?
I'm gonna keep it a Usher with you, bro.
I'm gonna keep it a Usher, but
that's a good one.
Cause you just keep pulling shit out your pocket like that's right
today,
there. You killing that shit.
That shit
was not on my mind until you said it. Yeah. The Usher bucks.
Usher bucks.
If you find the Usher, I'm
pissed. Bro, it ain't coming. Like, bro, he made confessions, bro.
Yeah,
you not there's nobody no, else. Nobody no. else making it.
And 8701.
Yeah. And Climax and Moving Mountains. And
I feel like Chris Brown would just, he would get like the younger fans, obviously. Yeah, yeah. But I feel like even the younger fans are like, bro, that's Usher, bro. Like, what the fuck you finna do with that?
Oh, God.
This motherfucker made Lovers and Friends, bro.
And my boots.
And in the club, Love in This Club, which was a hard, that was his comeback
that was
record,
super
bro.
Hard.
That shit was hard. It was mixed horribly, though. I went back and listened to it.
But that's probably...
That always happens, bro. Like, you have the moment where you go back and listen to this shit and be like, that's not...
Product.
That
was supposed this was not as hard as I thought it was.
Product of the times, man.
Yeah. Polo.
This but is what y'all getting. That's it.
Polo's so cold, though, because he made Promise, and that beat is mixed to, like, perfection.
Yeah.
But Love in His Club sounded like they just took that shit off the thing. It was like, go ahead, Ursh. Go ahead, Ursh.
Go ahead, Ursh.
Make this shit sound good.
Yeah,
sweet.
Go ahead, Ursh. But, I don't know, because there's certain records.
Ain't no question. For
like, Chris Brown got that just, like, surpasses time. Like, if you take you down, that he's going to win that round. Regardless of what Usher played.
That shit used to kill house parties, bro.
I don't care where I'm at. When that song come on, all this shit.
Take you down.
I'm finding the chair.
What's the song what's the song with Ludacris? Wet the Bed?
Oh, yeah. Shit like that. Yeah, he got
Excuse me, miss.
Yeah, he got joints that's going to like.
Yo.
But.
Deuces.
Deuces. Ooh, yeah. Don't. And then he played the remix. He could play any remix. With T.I., without T.I.
Look at me now.
With Andre 3000.
Oh, God, look at me now.
Yeah, look at me now.
He got some joints.
Usher ain't really like that of a collaborative artist. Like, he ain't got...
He don't need to be.
He's right. The joints that he can play, though... Because I feel like Lil Freak going to get him out. He's going to win that round. He's winning that round with Lil Freak. That was, bro, how do you even think to flip Stevie Wonder, bro?
Nah, he may not...
Yeah, that's wild.
And talk about pussy and shit. Like, that's wild.
He gonna win with Nice and Slow. He got, I mean,
yeah, he got some joints.
I forgot about that. Huh? You remind me.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Burn. Shit.
And that's all young Usher. Like, yeah. Was...
He trying to get his currency on now. That nigga looking sideways like he on nothing was the same. Oh, my God.
Bro, you know how mad I would have been if I was a stripper,
bro.
What?
Well, they said that. They came out and said like he was throwing actual money.
Oh, okay.
But he threw those as like I'm gonna be in Vegas at my residency or whatever. It was supposed to be for promotion. Now, personally, I wouldn't be the one. I'm not me being Usher and throwing my Usher bucks. That just looked bad. I would have had the street team go in there and do that or some shit.
Yeah, he was getting
Y'all seen 21 Savage flexing with him?
Yeah.
That nigga is stupid, bro.
But that's all that's gonna be is like, what is Usher doing in Vegas? We finna go see him.
Yeah, that's good promotion.
That's just so wild, bro.
And like, can they spend the Usher bucks in Vegas, like at his residency?
Maybe,
or?
I don't know what they're gonna do.
You have to, because there's be no way I'm printing all this money for me for y'all not to be able to do something with it. This is literally just promotion. That's booty. I don't like that at all.
Fake money.
So, what do you have? Okay, first of all, this really should have been my first question. How did you come up with your name?
Sticky the Menace. I always had Sticky. That was like my childhood name, because I used to eat with my hands when I was a kid.
Whoa.
You didn't know that?
No. Oh, my.
Yeah, that's always
God.
Been my name. And then, then the Menace came from, like, Fort Worth times of doing just hood rat shit.
Hood rat shit with your friends?
And just not giving a fuck. I was literally the only female of the group just doing shit.
If I was, like, to guess, like, why your name is what it is, I was like, maybe she used to, like, pickpocket nigga shit back in the day or something.
Whoa.
Oh,
because sticky fingers, you know what I'm saying? I was just
I don't still.
Something tells me it took a couple niggas' girlfriends out here.
Yeah, that never ends. It just never ends well. So no, I just stopped doing it.
It never ends well.
I don't know. Some niggas just already don't like gay people.
Yeah.
That is,
and then that just pisses them off. I really never gave a fuck, but it's just like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Nah, that's a good thing. It's respectable. It's admirable.
Yeah, it's definitely not my last time doing that shit. I'm just chilling right now.
Yes, sir.
So how long has your album been out now?
I think like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Damn. Fairly new.
Bruh, yeah. That's really good, man. I'm glad you came to do the podcast. Hopefully we can like help spread the gospel.
So it's gonna be on all platforms by the end of this month, and I'm finna drop another single on 421.
Oh, okay. Which single are you thinking about? Can you say which single, or you wanna hold that too?
No, it's called Let Me Know. Ain't nobody heard it yet, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. What made you want to drop a single that wasn't on the EP?
Because I just feel like I just want to start putting out a whole bunch of shit.
Because
it's that time.
I was thinking maybe because you didn't listen to this shit front to back for however long, so you already just ready to move.
The thing about me is I listen to my own music.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I don't.
Right.
Like, it's like after I record it sometimes, I just be like, all right, that's it. And I don't want to listen to it.
Yeah, Chris is the same way.
No.
But then I have like the tape. Like, I'll listen to the tape nonstop. And then, like, other songs I have, I'll be like, all right, that's it. Just because, like, I don't know, I put all my emotions in, like I said. So then after that, I don't really feel it no more. And so it'll be like, all right, yeah, it's done.
Yeah, I'll listen to it all the way up until like we put it out, and I'm like, all right,
because it makes me anxious, bro. Like, that's why I don't like looking at my numbers either, because it's just like,
no,
I don't want to get caught up
for it to be out for as long as it has. I mean, you're right, the numbers don't matter, but at the end of the day, it is business.
Hell yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, just on SoundCloud alone, I was thoroughly impressed, and then I don't think that I knew until just now that it's only been out for like 2 weeks. So you're doing great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you're doing great.
We're making progress. And this is only my second year recording music. Like, I've been, like, doing music because I'm all around artist. So I draw and do all that other shit. I'm trying to learn how to play acoustic and shit.
Mm.
I started out doing poems, and then I started writing actual songs. And then I was doing, like, little talent shows at my daycare and shit, singing Alicia Keys and Destiny Child. And then, like, but I was always bad as fuck, so I was just like, yeah, no, fuck that. And I played basketball, so it was like, yeah,
multi-talented.
Yeah. And then, so, like, I started off rapping first, because I was around, like, my homeboys, they was rapping, and it was like, bro, like, you need to rap. No, it's always like some cliche shit, but yeah. And I was like, man, okay, I'm gonna try. At first I didn't like it, because I didn't know how to use my voice, or like, I wasn't comfortable with it, so I was like, yeah, nah. And then, like, I always knew I was going to end up being, like, a singer or an R&B singer.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing that, and, like, right after that, I was like, yeah, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah, I could tell that even on the first song on here, you did so many different things with your voice. Yeah. most people wouldn't do that and put it out and be comfortable with it their first time.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? So that's very commendable too.
Cause like, yeah, Loner's Interlude, it wasn't even supposed to sound like that. Mm. It was supposed to, like, it's high pitched because, like, I don't know what the fuck happened. We recorded it, and then, like, the next day I tried to listen to it and it sounded like that, and I was like, fuck it. I showed him and I was like, bro, what the fuck? And he was like, bro, that hell sound hard.
Okay.
Like, you tripping.
It do.
And I was like, hell yeah.
So let's walk me through the EP.
Okay.
From song 1 to song 6.
All right. So Loner's Interlude, I was just, I don't know, I made that just out the strength of just being a sad nigga. And I was, so the R&B shawty.
Right.
I had just started fucking with her. And then, like, I was fucking with somebody else at the time, too. And I was like, damn. Like,
oh, so it's your fault?
No, it's not. Just hear me out. Just hear me out. And then, so, like, bro, I'm just like, you, like, look what you, like, you out here playing and shit. It's other females that's just trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I went ahead and did that. I did that song. And then, like I said, it sounded, like, way different. I was like, fuck it, I'm using it. Because it gave me, like, I listened to Frank Ocean. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to, like, it gave me, like, self-control, nice vibes. How he did that shit with his voice. And I was like, hell yeah, that shit hard.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it. So then I was like, yeah, I put that out before. Like, it was already out. I just put it on my tape.
Okay, yeah, okay. That makes sense. But they're all over the place. All right, so Gone.
I just, bro, like, it's always the times where I just want my solitude that people just like to bother me the most and blow up my phone.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm just, like, I like my alone time a lot.
Right.
Like I said, I meditate a lot and shit, so it's like, I like my alone time. People be like, bro, like, why are you acting like that? Why are you being, it's nothing wrong with me. It's just, like, I just like being alone sometimes.
Right.
And people don't understand that. They like to take shit personal, like we were saying earlier, and so it's like, bro, I'm just chilling.
Yeah. I wouldn't trip on you for that.
Yeah. So then, yeah, that's how Gone came about. Yeah.
Okay. So now the joint, Please Leave, featuring Trey. So I want to hear both y'all's perspective on this song. That song was hard. Well, it's really hard, and I'm gonna say this as an artist, for you to be humble enough to do background vocals. No, for real. Like, yeah. if her as an artist, I don't know how y'all came about doing the song, but I could just imagine her being like, okay, I got it this far. Trey would be really dope if you just came in here, did backgrounds on it. Like, it'll just be fire. Yeah. He'd be like, hell yeah. Cause most niggas like, I need a verse, or nah, let me do this. I want to do it like that. Like,
nah, for real. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't see no problem as far as like complimenting it. Like, if I hear it, I'm just be like, yeah, that shit just need a sprinkle up.
Yeah, and bro, I'm telling you, that hoe.
Yeah.
Yes. And like how I write, I still, because I started out being a rapper, so I still kind of write. Like, I feel like I do like trap soul type shit,
because
I still kind of write like a rapper at times. So it was like, I had did the song, and he was gone. And then he just came back, and I was like, bro, I need you on the song. He was like, bet. That's just how we work. Like, it's it just be random shit like that. But like, it came up because... It was just like, bro, like, leave me the fuck alone. Like, bro, like, when I'm done, it takes a lot for me to be done. But I feel like once I'm done, I'm really done. And I don't, like, it's over with, it's dead. It's like, you're dead to me on some shit. And it's just like, if you keep. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, it's like, bro, like, all right, leave me alone. Like, I'm not finna bother you.
Hell yeah.
You asked the wrong nigga. So it's like, you keep bothering me, but I'm literally like, I don't want to talk to you no more. Like. A female would be like, leave me alone, blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, all right, bet. And then once I stop leaving them alone, it's like, you don't care about me anymore. And you just changed. And I'm just like, bro, you told me to leave you alone. I'm done with you at this point. So it's like,
most of the time they trying to see, they feel something. You did something to make them feel like you wasn't really there for them. So they did that as a test. And to them, you failed the test.
I come off nonchalant sometimes, I guess.
So I can tell.
Should be fucking.
I'm telling you, I asked you for your name. Like, yeah, no, we not doing government names. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I can tell you kind of like, you're reserved. You're more reserved with shit like that. I can
and that's
tell.
Why my music, like, if you really want to know about me, you would really have to listen to my music on some shit, because I put everything in my music. But yeah, that's how it came out. Like, it was just like, please leave me the fuck alone. Cause it was like, it was to the point where like, she was watching my homeboy shit. Damn. She was like making fake, multiple fake pages.
Oh shit. Okay.
It was just like, bro, and I'm over here relaxed. I'm chilling. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? Move on from the situation. It was like, bro, leave me the fuck alone. Like, dead ass.
Yeah, that's hard, man. When they won't let it go. And you trying to move on, but yeah. It's like every
time. And I don't want to feel bad.
Something keeps pulling me. Hey, I heard a girl that made fake accounts and shit. That shit. That's why I say it don't get easier when you get older. Just get more crazy. It gets more to the point like, yo, why are we still doing this? Like, well, it's very difficult.
Just go away.
I'm going to pray for you on your journey, though.
Need all the prayer I can. I need all the prayer.
Yeah,
I can get,
bro. Because it's not easy being in a relationship.
No.
It's not easy, though.
Relations.
Man.
Just the word relations by itself.
It's very hard. Yes, it's very hard. You gotta. This person has to know you.
I'm just gonna sit back.
And it's scary because, like, yeah, like, once I open up all the way. And right. It's just like, I don't wanna regret that. And it's right. Like, every time I regret that, and it makes me feel like,
damn, I fucked up.
Yeah, I should have never did that shit. Yeah. I hate that. Because then it's like, if you don't open up, you keeping yourself from, I just want to get to know you. It's right. Like, bitch, do you really? Because if you start snitching, if you start telling, I'm going to get on your ass. Like, bro, like.
It's a lose-lose. Because
to this day, I got secrets from people I don't fuck with no more. But it's just like, I don't have that type of heart to just go out and be telling everybody business.
Right.
And be, you know what I'm saying, trying to throw dirt on somebody's name or like using their weaknesses against them.
Right.
They confided that shit to me. And it's just like, when people do that to me, it's just like, damn. I should have never did that shit.
Yeah, it's very hard, man.
But it also teaches you who to be vulnerable with. You have to be vulnerable with people to see who you need to be vulnerable with. Fuck it up.
Who will allow you to be vulnerable with them. Yeah, it's very difficult. Especially because we have to kind of, especially as black people, we have to keep a lot of our like feelings in because, you know, boys don't cry or...
especially with black men though.
Mental health, like we can't. My nephew said something that was very, and this nigga's he's a menace to society as well. But he was like, bro, black people we can have diabetes, we can have cancer, we can have everything in the world wrong with us, but when it comes to our mental health, like that's like a no in the community. Like like we can't be affected in that way. It's like absolutely no way. And I was like, no, you're right.
I dealt with that shit when I was younger.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't really talk to my parents just because it was like, I don't, like you said, the mental health thing is like, how are you depressed?
Right.
We feeding you. We putting a roof over your head.
Type shit on God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I went through a depression state when I was younger, and I was just like, it was hard just because, like, I didn't have nobody to talk to. Like I said, I'm a very, like, introverted person.
Mm-hmm.
And my mama wasn't really letting me go nowhere. So I was stuck in my room. And then it was like, when I stayed in my room, she was like, why are you acting like that? Something wrong with you? It was just like, nigga, I'm sad.
Right. So
would
you say that you're introverted by choice or by force?
I don't know. Because then I get around people and I feel comfortable enough, I'll start being talkative.
Right.
I'll start having fun.
Because like you said, like as a child, not having nobody to talk to, so you just forced to sit in solitude by yourself and like...
Or like trying to speak out, get an ass whooping.
Yeah, oh, like, man, oh
I always
God.
Got that, stop crying before I make you give you something to cry about. And I was like, damn.
That, like, you know, like on Twitter when everybody say, on Twitter everybody be like, yo, we all use the same type of china or we all had the same type of blankets. Like we all had the...
Same type of
like I'm gonna give you something to cry about. Like, no, nigga, you hurt my feelings already.
Yeah,
and you added pain to that, pain.
Speaking up for yourself was don't talk back to me. And it's just like, bro, like I just feel like even as like if you're my parent still, like you gotta respect that because times have changed. You know what I'm saying?
Times have changed,
and it goes on from generation to generation. I feel like they only like that sometimes because of how they was raised.
Facts.
And how their parents was raised,
and you can't try to tell them anything different. Simply because they feel like if we as in the parents didn't have it, y'all don't need it either. Because look, we turned out fine. Yeah. We got this house, we in this neighborhood, we got these cars.
When I was your age.
Yeah, like, all that shit. First of all, rent at your age was like, nigga, you pay $50.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Jordan's back in the day was like,
hamburgers were a nickel.
100, yes. Like
$89.99, nigga. Like, yeah, y'all had it way easier than us, but they don't think of it like that. They think we got it easier now because we got fucking, because they had to use MapQuest and shit or map.
They use actual map.
We got our phones, so they like, yo, y'all got it easier than we did. Nah, nigga, it's definitely harder. Rent, groceries, gas.
Yeah.
Just social anxieties y'all didn't used to have. Their neighborhoods were more protected growing up. So it was a predominantly black neighborhood. Everybody knew everybody. Mm-hmm. We could go.
You had to go outside to meet people.
Yeah, you could go down the street and ask for a cup of sugar. You can't do that today.
Hell no.
I'm like, dude, you ain't got no sugar. You're broke. Like, get away from me.
Right, you pull up to somebody house ask for some sugar, they going to think you trying to rock. Bro, boy, they gonna, what the fuck going
different.
On?
It's different. It's different. It's different. So, yeah, I think it's interesting. Most artists that I've spoke to, it's almost like a Bruce Wayne effect. Like something happened to turn me into this nigga. And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And most artists had that. Like some type of, you know, I wasn't able to talk to my parents, so I had to go do this. And doing that, you end up fucking with niggas that smoke weed in sixth grade. Yeah, so now I'm smoking weed. And,
I started smoking in eighth grade.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Look, I'm
what?
I was fucked from a long time ago, dude. All this shit, it was almost like it was destined. God wanted.
So. Everything happened for a reason. Yeah. I had to learn that shit, even the bad shit. It's just like, why the fuck is this happening?
Man, I just had a conversation with somebody about that. It's hard to like accept.
It is.
But everything happens for a reason.
New levels, new devils. I feel like.
Man, shit.
Yes, sir.
No cap. That shit just like, devils. Damn, I just got here. I'm already going through some bullshit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I just overcame something. What the fuck?
Shit.
Yeah.
We've been overcoming shit since the day we were born.
Facts.
Because niggas did not actually be born.
Oh, God.
This hoe's getting wild, though. Let's talk about some happy stuff.
Oh, we was on Please Leave. What was the next one?
Okay, yeah, you're right. That shit went. We on Can't Tell.
Can't Tell. Okay, Can't Tell came from just like, I don't know, being around people that thinking that they have your best interest at heart when it's really not like that. Like, as well as being an artist or being in the music industry, it's a lot of people that's going to look at you just for a dollar and not really just trying to get to know you for real. Don't care about your mental health. Don't care about what you got going outside of music or your personal life. It's all about, we want some money.
Yeah.
And get us some money. And it's just like, I don't know, like, people have hidden motives, and it's hard to really tell because you don't want to be that negative person or be, like, always on guard. But at the same time, like, you don't want to keep getting fucked over.
Right.
And it's just a fucked up situation. And then at the end, when I was saying, like, she say I don't make no time for her type shit, but I don't want these niggas to shine on me. It's like, nigga, like, I'm out here really, I have to make shit happen. Like, this is my livelihood. Like, I have to be in the studio damn near 24/7. I have to be moving around. It'd be unexpected shit happening. You're going to have to understand that because I'm not competitive, but at the same time, ain't nobody finna overlook me. So I'm going to do whatever it takes to get myself out there because ain't nobody else going to do it.
That's a fact.
Yeah, that's just how that came about. It's really just hard to tell who really with you sometimes because it'd be the niggas that you be like, they ain't never going to do me like that. They see you struggle and all that other shit that's going to do you exactly like that.
Exactly.
So it's just like, yeah.
Can't Tell.
Yeah.
I noticed you spell your...
C's with a K.
Yeah.
Schlitt.
Yeah. Occasionally. Not every.
I can dig it.
It's a bad habit.
Never know.
Yeah. No one ever knows. That came from female. Like, I feel like niggas and females be on the internet and see relationships or see what everybody else doing and be like, yes, this is what we got to do. This is what a relationship supposed to look like. Like, you don't know these people in real life, and they don't know you.
Mm.
Like, bro, like, niggas just be talking, and females really run with that shit. And nobody, I'm not finna post my relationship and shit like that, the issues on social media.
Right.
But I can't speak for the other person. Friendships, too. Because I feel like once you let people know what's going on, everybody feel invited.
Entitled to an opinion.
Yes. Everybody feel invited. And so it's like, nobody would ever know what was going on. You the one that told them. You the one that let them know what was going on.
Yeah.
Like, and I be predicting that shit because I already know. I can tell just by, like, when I first meet somebody and have a conversation what type of person they is.
Like, yeah.
And I'm big on energy, too. So it's just like, I be peeping shit, but I be so gullible to it that I see, like, the, what's the word? Goddamn. The the better in other people,
right,
that they don't see. So I'm like, I'm trying to help them, and it's just like
you can't give them change. The benefit of the doubt.
You can't change people that don't want to change. Like, it's up to them in the end. I feel like you can't heal nobody that don't want to be healed or helped. It's just like
whatever. That's a fact.
So yeah,
all the way down to the goddamn.
Because that's what you deserve.
No cap.
That's what you deserve.
Where we at? Good. All right, so we are.
Yeah.
Then we on the last track, right?
Yeah, Calm the Crazy.
Yeah, that's my joint. Hold on. I'll play it again. Why not?
Bet.
Oh. Oh, sorry.
People better, like, as a person, I guess, for their next relationship. And it's like, nigga, give me my thank you. Like, give me my thank you. I just turned y'all up, and now y'all can go turn somebody else up. So the least you can do is say thank you.
Yeah. I'm not tryna spill your name, cause I don't wanna give you fame. But right now I just feel so lame, never coming back your way. All you ever brought was pain, all these bitches so lame. Can't sleep now, can't sleep on my mind for weeks now. Far hard to skip some beats now, so I don't know what to think now. Guess I gotta come to crazy. Shameful used to be my
hard
baby.
Fucking.
Don't give a fuck about you feeling lately. So over you, so over.
That shit hard, man. That shit's hard. Yeah.
That brother's starving.
Trying to turn people up and trying to, like I said, see the benefit of the doubt type shit. And just like, bro, like, I turned you up. I made you see better in yourself sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to help you with your insecurities. I'm trying to help you with your goddamn. And now you finna try to leave and do the
talk
same.
Talk about it.
And help somebody else.
Yeah, someone else gonna get the benefit.
I need a thank you. You don't gotta do it publicly, but right. I need my thank you, bro. What the fuck?
Yes. Sometimes that pride be the issue with it. They can't tell you thank you. But they know where they...
What did you do?
I don't know.
That was tardy.
Somebody hating. That's what it was.
too much real.
Too much real going on. Somebody getting up. But that works both ways, though. Some women will think that they turned you up. And you're like, yo, that's not the case.
No.
They feel that way, though. Like, nigga, you weren't combing your hair that way until I told you to.
And I understand that, because when you're in a relationship, you supposed to help each other. Y'all supposed to, you know what I'm saying? But you're not supposed to drain me for everything I got and then try to give it to somebody else.
Man.
That's not how we finna do that shit.
Man.
No. Man, all you gave me was character development.
To a certain extent. Because the same person that'll build you up is the same person that'll try to break you down, too.
That's a fucking fact. Even the same person you trying to build up...
Facts.
Let me put a hold on your project. Let me fuck with your shit. And that ain't what that's supposed to. I don't know. It's again, we said this at the top of the podcast. It's very difficult to be in a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, dog, you're married. Maybe we need the other side. How do we get there?
Do you ever feel like you might have met your soulmate already, but it got fucked up, so like now you just finna be in a whole bunch of fucked up relationships.
Let me say this correctly. I felt like I might have met my soulmate, but not like as a like friend wise though.
Yeah, yeah, same.
Like we had to date to figure out like we're better off as friends, which is cool. Still trying to say this correctly. I think I might have stumbled upon something that might work for me in my future. You know,
and if it's real, it'll come back. That's the thing. So nobody ever knows. But I do believe in like you said, friendships too. Like I believe in like platonic relationships too.
Yeah.
Like society make it so weird to where like say for me and Trey instance, like people always be like, oh, y'all too close. Y'all like, nigga, this is like my brother, bro. Like I'm not finna act weird around this.
Right.
Nigga. Like I don't see it like that. I just see it.
You can
like,
definitely
like
have
family.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, that I think what it is like the man is usually the one that fucks that up, or the dominant in the relationship is usually the one that fucks that up. So like, a woman will come to you wanting straight friendship, but you gonna be the one that push the issue. It's never gonna be the woman 9 times out of 10.
Facts, and I know how to be friends with girls without being.
Yeah,
you know, flirtatious and shit like that. But females hate that shit. They don't want me to have no friends that are girls at all.
I can imagine.
No.
No. Yeah, I've been there too. But that's just they already have some insecurities they need to work out on their own.
Yes.
On their own time.
That's and like I said, I'm like said, like relationships, y'all supposed to help each other with that type of shit. But it gets overwhelming sometimes.
Dalton, you being married, what advice would you give the couch, the room? The tray popped up. She go the mic.
They brought all the mics on shit. Well, the biggest thing, you got to realize everybody's different. So, okay. And you can't take the same things from the last relationship into the new one, because that happens to a lot of people. They're
you're going to keep having the same problems.
Yeah, this bitch did this, so I think the next one's going to do it. So I'm going to be on my guard again, and you're just going to ruin the... But the big being married, the biggest thing that I can tell anybody is the biggest thing is compromise. Mm-hmm. That's not meaning changing somebody or changing who they are, but there's there's things you got to compromise that maybe I wasn't used to, now I'm doing it. Now that I'm married, like I have to update my wife where I go, like, you know, hey, I made it to Chris' house or blah blah blah. It's like small stuff like that yeah. I didn't used to think about.
Simple communication.
Yeah, and then now I'm just doing it like automatically. Mm-hmm. I get home before her, so I cook dinner instead of her. Like she didn't have to ask me that. I'm just like, she's going to get home later than me, so I'm going to cook for her when she gets back. And if she's off, she'll cook for me for when I get home. So, like, it's just, like, a compromise thing. It's not like, my woman's supposed to cook. Like, yeah, it's not like that. Yeah. It's just whoever gets home first is going to cook it a day. And then...
Niggas always think you supposed to...
I compromise on food all the time. Like, we always do it. Like, yeah. I'm like, what do you want to eat? You know, girls will never tell you what they want to eat. So I just have to compromise. I just pick. I'm like, you want Popeyes, so I go to Popeyes. So we did it today. We literally did it earlier. Yeah, and she was like, yeah, that always works. Like, because I know you want motherfucking Popeyes. Like, damn, so
that's crazy. I'm finna cry. Must be nice.
I'm indecisive, so don't ask me to make no type of decision.
She doesn't like to be like the deciding factor, because she'll be like, no, what does Chris want? He's a guest.
And I feel like that I'm in y'all house, so I don't care.
I'm the same way. Shit, like, we eat whatever y'all bring. I don't give a fuck.
What? Yeah, they know what I can't eat. So as long as we're not eating that, we're good.
Yeah, and then we just learn different stuff. Like, I know how she works. Like, I told it before in the podcast, but we don't argue. So, like, if she has an issue or she's angry about something, what we did for her is because she likes to decompress and be separated from the situation. So what I did, we got her a journal. If she has an issue, she writes in the journal.
Facts, I have a journal.
And then she hands it to me when she's like feeling better, or she wants me to read it. Then I read what she was going through. She'll like write down, like it'll be like, motherfucker, write down her feelings, right? And then I read it, and then we discuss when she's calm. Because when you're angry, you know, you say some shit that's wild.
Facts.
Sometimes.
Like, facts. That's going.
I'm finna take a shot.
It's going to say shit. I feel like sometimes when people are mad, they say what they really want to say. What they've been wanting to say, but I also feel like sometimes you say shit just out of anger, just because you're fucking pissed.
I'm gonna put it right here.
I do journaling too. That's good. That's good. Yeah. It's good to journal.
Because there are times when you say something, you're like, oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Like, you automatically like,
boom, yeah,
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be like, I said what the fuck I said.
Yeah, so, sometimes it's that too. You got to stand on that shit sometime.
Yeah,
that, so
that's look, that boundary
I'll
shit.
I look at
that's
a text message, I say, I'll regret it. And then I look at it like 20 minutes later, like, yeah, I said that shit.
But like we were saying with the parent shit, that goes into relationships too, because sometimes people think that, like, they look at their parents and they be like, this is what love is supposed to look like.
That was actually my vows, actually. I freestyled my vows, by the way. I did it off the top of the dome. Right. I literally said, I want everybody here and then our kids to know what true love looks like when they look at us. So that's what I told her, because like, my dad's been married 4 times, her mom's been married a couple times, so I didn't want my kids to have to even be confused in any type of way. There's nothing wrong with divorce. I feel like if something doesn't work anymore, don't press the issue, but I'm always worried about the kids. That's my main thing.
Yeah, because they kids are smart as fuck.
Yeah, you know, so I want us to be the kind of example, so I try to do that with my friends and everything. But no relationship is the same, because everybody's different. I know, like, even friendships, like me and Chris' relationship is different than Ryan, who was just here. So like, I know how to deal with both of those as well, what they like, what they don't like.
Thanks.
You learn
more about yourself sometimes by other people. It's a lot of mirroring. Like, me and this nigga, we most of the time opposite as fuck. But at the same time, it helped me like learn shit about myself. It's like looking at a mirror sometimes.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's what it is.
They say, never mind. But But what he was finna, like, what he said about the the journal thing, though. Even when he first told me that's what they were doing, like, she would write in her journal and give him the journal. So mm-hmm. I was like, man, that's weird. Because but it's only
I
weird.
Hate when people, I don't want to let nobody go through my journal.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what that journal is for.
Yeah, like, it's an argument journal. Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. She probably on 1,000 page already. But.
Nah.
Yeah, all right. But,
that's good. It must be nice. I hate arguing.
But yeah, I'm not confrontational too, but I just feel like the journal thing was so different because me, I'm an impulsive person. So if we getting into it, I want to get to the bottom of it right now.
Which is that, I'm the same with it. That's why we had to do it this way. Because I would press her buttons while she's angry or agitated. I'd be like, no, just tell me it's wrong. I don't want to fucking talk about it right now. But I would keep pressing the issue. Then, as fair,
and I love that for y'all. But as fair as that is for her, what about like coming to your needs? Like, I need to know. And it's not even for a reason that's been diagnosed. This is giving me anxiety. Oh, I have to know.
Facts.
Like, and I feel like, but see, because, you know, the woman that I'm dealing with right now, if I'm getting ready to say, you know, never mind. She's like, no. Tell me what you finna say. Yeah. I need to know. This is giving me anxiety. Like, if I text Katie and be like, hey, call me when you get a chance, she'll call me while she's at work. Like, you know, you can't tell me that. Because I need to know what's going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how are you able to like swallow that pause and be like,
well, my thing is I just like to dead the situation. Mine wasn't like I'm anxious about it. I'm just like, no, let's get this out the way. What are we mad about? But not I wasn't thinking about how she was, you know, feeling about it. Right. So I was like, she's like, I want to go in here, sit down, watch a show that I want to watch, and then sit here. And then think about it, and then she comes out when she's ready. So now it gives me a chance to be like, all right, I'll let her decompress. I'll watch some anime.
Right.
Maybe play a game.
Okay. Yeah.
And then she'll come in here, and then she'll literally be like, okay, we can talk now, and then we'll go talk. That's just literally what it is. But like I said, everybody's
sometimes different. You got to agree to disagree just because it's just like, bro. Like,
oh, yeah, we've definitely done that before, you know.
It's always your shit, fucking. Every time.
It's probably because my Bluetooth or something. But nah, that I just felt like that's interesting because you said compromise. And whatever works for y'all's couple works. But I just thinking about the people that do have like the journal thing that y'all do, I couldn't do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm still trying to find out. I'm like, but I got to the point with myself, like I'm trying to be non-confrontational because I know ultimately she's going to handle this situation way different than I would want to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm just not even trying to have no reason to argue, fight, disagree. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to do, babe, I'm with it.
Females going to take it there.
Every time.
Every single time.
Every time.
Bro, like.
And why do you think that is?
Because I feel like, bro, like, they're just overly emotional, overdramatic sometimes. It's like, no.
Do you think women are more emotional than men?
Yes. Some men.
Because I'm finding that I feel like women now are women now are more dominant. Mm-hmm. So they're like, not as nigga, why are you upset? Why, like, nigga, buck up or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for
where
sure.
Men are kind of like, yo, what the I don't know how to handle this. Like, what? Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
It's almost like switching, like, roles type shit.
It's very strange. I don't like it.
That should be weirdsome. I could say I'm dominant to a certain extent. So me dealing with a dominant person is just like, hold on now. We're not doing that. Yeah. But sometimes like I be having to like be like I have to not be the dominant one because I know how I can get.
I know I can get too. So I'm definitely just gonna.
It takes a lot for me to get mad, but once I get mad, it's like this shit is over with.
I'm trying to blow something up.
That's the thing. She gets mad because I don't get mad. Women are like that too. They're like, I'm naturally just not upset about things. Yeah. I just like don't let things bother me. And she's like, I don't know how you do that shit.
It's a practice.
I'm like, I don't know.
It's a super practice.
Because sometimes I'm the one that's like, we can just talk it out and then. the other female be like, nah, fuck that. I'm finna raise hell. I'm finna raise hell, and then maybe we can talk it out when I'm done raising hell. But at that point, I don't want to talk about it anymore because you just did all that.
Yeah, sometimes it gets to that point. You didn't already did too much. We can't it's come no back from that. Back. Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fucking fact. So,
shit lame.
Yep. So relationships are difficult, man.
Facts, bro.
I'm just thinking about like all the arguments I probably could have avoided if I would have just like shut up.
Man, what?
But I can't because I let you get your shit off.
You gotta pop your shit too.
It's my turn.
I gotta pop my shit.
My turn.
Yeah.
Which is why, you know what I'm saying? I'm not mad I fucked that R&B chick no more.
Man, what would you rather me just tell you or would you rather me just not tell you anything?
Because that's what you deserve.
Facts. That's what you deserve. I'd rather, look, none of that shit would have happened if she would have just. Bro, I'm not perfect either, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not drama filled. I hate being a mess in drama, so it's like, bro, like, you had to really do something to me to make me go and do some whole other shit. Because it's like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I work off emotions too. I definitely did some shit. Do you ever feel so bad about something that you did to a significant other that they don't know about that you feel guilty and want to tell them?
That was what that was. I almost did tell her, but then I was like, nah, that's going to do a lot of shit that yeah. I don't want. I don't feel like, no, but because I hate hiding shit from people. I hate that. Like, it just makes me, it always be in the back of my mind. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, she deserved that shit, so no.
Yeah, I would like to say. But also, there's another thing about women in particular that I think all men need to have a firm understanding about. Even if you don't tell them you did some shit, they know you did some shit.
Bro,
like, I don't know what that shit is. I don't know how.
It's
I don't know why,
bro. That shit with a female, it's just it's shit. that feminine energy, bro.
Yeah.
That shit just, bro. They can just fit. I have that too. Like, it's just like, I don't know what the fuck it is, but I just feel like
you did some fuck
is
shit
going on. Yeah, like energy. I'm being a big energy person.
Hey Trey, I'm telling you, man. I thought I done got away with murder, and she come hit me with. But see. Another
you
thing
can
about,
just tell me, you know, I won't get mad.
Right, that or
it's always
women, we always get mad.
I got a couple skeletons in the closet.
Women know how to walk you into anything they want you to talk about.
Yeah, ultimate.
They're very good at that shit.
Ultimate argument concierge.
And I'm like, wait, how did you get me to tell you that I fucked that girl 3 months ago when you was in at your mama's?
And it was like, it's crazy because, bro, we was broken up at the time because of some of a petty argument. Like, I hate when I get accused. I think it's like me just being fine or whatever and being an artist too. It's like everybody automatically think I got hoes or I'm just cheating all the time. It's like, bro, no.
That's more of a young thing too, though.
That shit is annoying, bro.
I think it's more like
that shit's annoying as fuck.
You,
I'll be at the house. You go,
probably
you
don't think that you're as popping as like your peers think you are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they looking at you like, oh, she already did. But you like, man, I got to work every single day.
Man, what? I do be like that because it's a lot of like, I'm grateful for it. I'm very grateful for everything. But it's like, I'm not there. I just feel like I got a long way to go. We not even halfway there yet.
Right. We just
so I just be I'm like this and everybody else. I gotta be mindful that everybody else don't see me like that sometimes.
Right. But they probably already see you up here though.
Yeah, yeah.
So like everything that comes with that is like, oh, you got hoes.
Yeah, you got an album out.
You're able to afford certain things
Shorty told me I made a whole diss tape about her. Like, what the fuck?
Oh man, that entitlement's gonna get a lot of people's feelings hurt along the way. Just ride with it.
Yeah, I'm learning to do that.
Because that actually, I think that's a good sign that your writing is so personal that people think that you're talking about them, but it's not. But that's just how good the music is that you're writing. Take that in stride with that. Facts.
For sure.
There's a lot of women thinking that these songs are about them.
For sure. Once you get that call, it's like, I already know what the fuck.
That's why I commend a nigga like Drake. You ain't never got to guess who he talking about. Yeah. He finna tell you.
Yeah,
that was Shorty on P Street.
When bro said he fucked SZA, I
zoned out. Bro, we talking about this shit. I'm thinking about all five of my past relationships.
All five.
I done took this shot. I'm in this hole like, damn.
Yeah, this
maybe it was me.
Got some egos right here. This finna get you.
Bro, it's sometimes be us, bro. It's sometimes be you, bro. But it's just like, all right, it's a lesson. It's a lesson, honestly, yeah. Because
no, it's a lesson. Now, rather you choose to heed that lesson, is up to you.
It's gonna keep happening to you.
Man. It's gonna keep happening to you until it's time.
It don't matter who you with.
That's a fact.
It's gonna.
But the thing about it is, and I really do believe this, when you ask me about the soulmate thing, that shit's real.
Yeah,
I believe that exists.
I believe it too.
And I believe once you find that person, everything about you is just finna. You're gonna become the version of yourself that you always knew you could be.
Yeah, and that's why I was saying if it's real, it'll come back, because a soulmate is, even if y'all do go through them times where y'all breaking up, y'all not gonna get each other off each other's mind ever. Y'all gonna end up being right back together. Because sometimes you need to be by yourself to go through, like, some shit. Everybody can't, you know, be there. Everybody can't go through that with you. It's like a personal thing.
Right.
And then when you're done with that, then, you know what I'm saying? It might come back. Should be personal. You got to heal yourself before you try to be in any type of relationship anyway.
I had to learn that.
Baggage, I didn't learn, type shit.
I'm 29. I didn't learn that till I was like 27, 28. Yeah. Like there was like never a time in my life where I wasn't fucking with somebody that I can remember, like outside of like elementary or some shit. Yeah. And then like I took like a year and some change and like really just like, what is it about me that keeps causing my relationships to end? And it ain't usually anything anybody does to like me or vice versa that can't be forgiven. It's literally like, oh, she's available, I'm available, let's link.
And then turn into some whole other shit.
Yeah, and it's never like, this ain't the person I want to marry or have kids with. We were just having fun. And I invested too much of my time into just having fun. You know what I'm saying?
Same. And it's just like, that's why I said, like, being by myself. I'm used to being by myself now to where, like, I don't have to feel like I got to go chase a hoe or have hoes or go fuck. I'm good by myself, honestly. Facts. It's cool because then I don't have to deal with that shit.
That's a fact.
I'm about to cry.
Yeah, and it makes it easier. It made, like, bro, like, when you stop chasing it, it just comes to you.
That also is a fact.
If you keep chasing it, it's just going to keep running away.
I'm living, breathing proof.
Look, you'll know when it happens. That I can attest. Like, I knew. I literally told them.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to ask Shoba to marry me. Like, I literally told them that. I was like,
Yeah.
You just know.
Yeah, I just knew. I was like, I don't know what I'm waiting for. Like,
yeah, that's what he said. He's like, why am I waiting? We already live together. It's like, it was more to it than that.
Yeah.
When he said, I'm going to marry, and I was like, what am I waiting for? And I was like, that's very commendable.
But the benefit, we did live together. So, like, I recommend anybody to do that before they get married, honestly.
You got to live with, that goes with friendships, too. Once you live with somebody, you get to see.
Yeah, you see, like, more stuff. And then, you have somebody in your space at all times.
Dawn and I live together. I think the only thing he learned about, he already knew that. Not good with money at all. But other than that, like, I'll keep the spot clean. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm just not good with money.
Yeah.
I'm going to be short on this rent every month.
There is literally nothing Chris could do to make me hate him, though.
Nah, we had already got to the point. Like, I'll be in bed with Shorty. I get a call. I look at the time. That's Dalton. I already know. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just. That's why Step Brothers podcast. We really, you know.
Yeah,
but you can do. But the thing is, like, as cool as me and his friendship is, you can really be like that with your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time though. Like any relationship takes time. And the crazy thing about significant relationships or whatever is like, most of the women that I've dated in my time, we are like really good friends right now. Well, I mean, probably not right now. Cause
you don't got to end on a bad note.
I done fucked up a couple of things along the way.
I ain't friends with none of them.
You don't got to end on a bad note. I hate that. Yeah, like, you don't. Why do we have to end up hating each other?
Well, you don't. I think it's just more resentment. Like, most people probably feel like I wasted my time with you, or you did me like this, and all I did was love you.
But did you learn a lesson? Then it wasn't a waste of time.
Man, you got me fucked up. You going to feel me.
Did I learn?
What's your sign?
I'm an Aquarius.
I'm a Sag.
Oh, damn.
And we all different signs.
I'm a. Do you fuck with the life path numbers?
Yes.
What's your life path number?
Nine.
We're both fours.
Damn.
Yeah. That's why this shit worked.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's love.
It's yeah, fun. We both know what the fuck. We come here to do business. We going home after this. You know what I'm saying? Or he's already home.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That life path shit, to be honest with you, though, that's the only thing, like, I've ever taken seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, people try to give me an astrology and all that other shit. The numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie. Like, nope. The 444, the 3. Even when we started, you said, damn, it's 333. Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, yeah.
I believe in angel number. Yeah.
Yeah. That shit for real.
Yeah.
It's for real. Like, I don't even know how or why. I guess because of the six thing. All people, the six protons, six.
And 666 not even I hate when people say that's an evil number. It's really not.
I mean,
It's not.
I think because. I don't know. You said you're
22.
So this was around the time. So when Jay-Z dropped On to the Next, I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
You remember how everybody was like, oh, he's versus
Illuminati.
Illuminati and 666, the Mark of the Beast.
Sasha Fierce, Beyonce was the same thing. Every video is
Rihanna. Yeah. Like, they try to put this.
Yeah.
The satanic shit on motherfuckers. I think that's part of the reason why people don't really indulge with that 666 thing, just because there are so many people telling us it was bad.
Facts. I get that.
You know, because I don't know what is it. What is 666? Because all I know is
it's not evil. It's just telling you, like, you need to watch your surroundings. You need to watch what you're thinking about in your subconscious. And you know what I'm saying? Like, don't be thinking about no negative shit, because you manifest, like,
manifestation. Yeah, it's a warning it's already happened.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not no evil shit. It's just like, if you thinking bad, that shit finna happen. So you need to change whatever the fuck you got going, whatever you thinking about. You need to fix that shit right now.
I really do think do you feel like there's anybody or yourself that's anointed, like, that you fuck with on a daily?
This nigga right here.
Wait, hold on. Wait, what's
anointed is like? Well, my perspective of it is like, you just. Almost good luck.
Yes.
Like, oh, yeah. I was born on March 17th. Like, the luckiest day of the year. St. Patrick's Day. Four leaf clover day.
Oh, yeah. I could, like, yeah. I feel like there's certain people you be around where.
I got the green mic.
You can, yeah.
You're ugly.
Okay.
You can, you're like.
You're ugly for saying that.
If you was riding with anybody else other than this nigga, y'all would have got pulled over.
Yes.
But, like, you riding with this nigga, the cop just passed you.
Yes.
You know, shit.
Actually,
like that.
Actually, no.
Oh,
hell no.
Wait, what you mean?
No, not that situation. Bro, we didn't got pulled. Bro, I had just got my car, bro.
Oh.
And it was like, I done been to this nigga. It was my first time, like, really coming to his house. We got pulled over by undercover police.
But we didn't
go to jail. And we didn't, you know what I'm saying? Cause
I had warrants on God.
Yeah, me too. So I was like, damn.
They made you.
So yeah,
it was luck.
It was luck, but to a certain sense. But yeah.
I feel like there's certain people in every group that's like anointed, like it's safe no matter what. Mm-hmm. They're a haven.
I feel like I'm a healing prophet, honestly.
So somebody can be around you, they'll start feeling
like
that.
I feel like that's why people gravitate towards me sometimes, is because, like, I give off that. You know what I'm saying? Like, healing energy.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm going to make you want to work on yourself, either mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever. But at the same time, I don't see that shit because I'm trying to get myself together.
Right.
But it's just like, people gravitate towards that shit.
I think as long as somebody's working and people can appreciate the work that they're doing, it should make people want to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Facts. But some people, they hurt people. That's what I'm saying. Like, hurt people, they gravitate more towards me, I feel like, because...
Oh, damaged people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nipsey said the highest human act is to, what did he say, inspire? I want to say he said inspire.
Yeah.
And I was I feel that. Like, I really do.
Yeah. I feel like Nick was one of them people, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that nigga was anointed. There's no way he wasn't. Especially everything he had to go through. He survived.
But it be them people that go through the most shit.
Yeah. That usually, like DMX.
Yes. That was
anointed.
But like, them people was put on this earth to, you know what I'm saying, really put
help
it in,
somebody.
Yeah.
You
Michael
know what
Jackson,
I'm saying?
Like, all of them.
Put people in a better position.
Yes. And they get talked the most about. They get put through the most bullshit.
Because of the situations. Usually what happens is you have, there's nothing today that they can, like, pick at you about. Mm-hmm. So they go to your past.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson,
yeah, that's what I was finna say. Like, bro,
nigga used to be black. You know what I'm saying? Now, nigga Chinese. Like, what's going on?
Bro,
you know what
I'm saying?
But it's saying, like, no matter what,
I'm just saying, that's what they were saying about my man.
But no matter what was said about him, he never, like, fed into that shit, ever. Even if he did say something, it was like, nigga, I'm saying this to put up some respect on my name, not to, you know what I'm saying, feed into the negativity.
Yeah, no,
but Michael, to make shit clear. But he said it in the nicest way, the humblest way.
With that voice, man.
Yeah.
Thanks. Mike was, I think his, it was weird because they tried to put like Prince and Mike against each other, but they were really, their message at the end of the day was still the same. Like, this industry is fucked and we need to do something.
Yeah.
Or every artist that's going to come behind us is going to go through what we went through, and it shouldn't be like that.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like when they made that shit more, they was making that shit publicly known, and that's why they got started getting more hated.
Yeah, facts. Anytime the money's being fucked with, they finna get you up out of here.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Like, even with Kanye, like, all of us, I mean, Kanye probably does have mental health issues that he's suffering from. But it only seemed to like take a turn for the worse when he started saying these record labels own private, or
that one concert that he had, and he
the privately owned prisons and all this shit. And next thing you know, they checking this nigga in the hospital. Like, that's usually how it go.
Yeah,
for real.
I'll be damned though.
No, I'll be damned too. Which is why I think like people like Erica, like you said,
And I done met Erica a couple times.
She's great.
Yeah, she's awesome. Great. I got invited to her birthday party and shit.
Like, oh, dope.
Like, we cool, like, you know, trying to build that relationship with each other. But it's just like, I never, like, it was crazy. That was my first time meeting somebody that I grew up listening to, like, heavy, and actually meeting them, and they be the exact same that I pictured them.
Yeah, like, that's
she's
dope.
She's so cool. Like,
I was just thinking about cool this. When you said that, I was thinking about, like, who have I met that I listened to? And I met Big Tuck.
Oh, shit.
So I didn't meet him, but I seen him. My brother met him. I was like a kid. I was like, I'm too scared to talk to this nigga. First of all, man,
that's how I was.
The nigga is really that big.
No, like, he's
that
gigantic.
Nigga's big, bro. Like, diesel type shit. I'm like, nah. Damn. Sweatpants, the shits was rolled up. He used to have a grill shop in the Six Flags Mall back in the day. I was in seventh grade, and we went up there for something. And he was just walking through the mall. So my brother was like, Tuck. Like, he was like,
was it Vince?
It was Alex.
Oh, it was Alex.
Like, so Tuck. And then Tuck turned around, but he was with 3D. I was like, don't do that. Don't do that. I was like, these niggas probably think it's like some smoke or something. But he was like, no, come to my shop. So he walked to his grill shop. He gave my brother an autograph and everything, showed him shit. I was like, yo, this is. But again, I'm a kid. I'm like, oh, I listen to Southside The Realest every day. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's dope that you got to experience Erica in that way.
Yeah, and she was like, bro, like, at first I was just sitting, because I was just sitting in a session, and then I let her listen to some of my music, and she just went crazy. And I was like, what the fuck? You like this? Like, that shit was just, I got her tattooed on me, so she seen that too, and she just went ape shit. She started, like, hugging me and kissing me. I was just like,
aww, oh, damn. You want her to kiss you? That's dope. I want Erica to kiss me.
Oh, God. Hey. Bro, as soon as he pulled up to the studio, bro, we was all sitting right there.
And we was hotboxing in the car when she pulled up, and we like, that's not her. She pulled up in a Porsche. We should have known that was her.
Boy, we got the fuck out that car so fucking fast.
Yeah. What? I know she felt weird because she was like, who the fuck is all these niggas? Like, they just so happened to get out the car. They just so happened to get out the car when I'm getting out the car.
We sitting in the inside, we see her walking by, we like, damn, bro, this her for real.
And she just walking around with no shoes on. Like, she very, like, she's exactly how you think she is.
Yeah. That, we used to do the podcast in Dallas off of Commerce. And Dalton was like, yo, this is where she shot the honey video or whatever. She was walking around the whole spot naked or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, man, I wish we would have had that shit back then. But nah, Erica did this like art exhibit in Dallas. I went to.
Oh, right. I forgot.
And she had like a projector, and it was her doing all this different type of shit to a bicycle. She tied it to the back of her truck, started driving, ride the bike, do all different shit types of shit to the bike. And she had the bike up on display. So there was like a line to get to like get up and meet her because she's just sitting down with her, you know, exhibit. So we finally get up to her, which is crazy because I was with R&B chick. I wasn't with her, but we were there together.
Yeah.
Ended up getting together, I guess, later in life. Yes. But, like, walked up and I had to take the picture. And I was just like, man, I can't fuck this picture. This is Erica fucking Badu.
Facts.
And I was like, yo. But she was extremely cool, like you said.
She
like,
was cool as fuck.
She ain't on no Hollywood.
I was,
you know,
just
star,
like, the first time I met her, bro, I was starstruck as fuck. I wanted cry on the inside. And it's crazy because the R&B shawty was there, and she's trying to steal my fucking shine. And I was like, get your ass back.
I tried to Millie Rock through the
door. Yeah, it was just like, bro, the whole time I'm just like, damn, this is Erica Badu. Fuck. And she just like talking to me, and I had to focus because I was like, bro, why are you talking to me?
Right. Who else do you feel like you would... could meet that would give you that same type of
Young Thug?
Really?
Schles.
He my favorite rapper.
Thug is great. I like Thug. I haven't listened to the new album yet. Have y'all?
Ski.
Yes.
Is it good?
I give it a 9 out of 10.
That's pretty
only
because
some of the songs I didn't know who them was.
Yeah, right. I saw the jokes. It was like after the half of the album, it's like, who are these?
I seen that. But I'm big slime.
Okay.
Myself, so yeah. I don't listen to rap, but him and Future, like, the only people I probably listen to.
You don't fuck with Drake?
I fuck with Drake, but I don't consider him a rap. He sings and shit like that. I don't consider him. I consider him an artist. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel you.
Like, I'm an artist. I do. Like, I'm versatile.
Right.
So like, yeah, Young Thug, he versatile too, but he mostly a rapping ass nigga.
Yeah, he a rapping ass nigga.
Hey man, Drake, we coming for your chain. By your chain, we mean your career.
You better tuck that shit.
Yeah, we finna come through and.
You better tuck that shit.
No, for real.
And I'm keeping all my.
You thought you was sad.
Yes.
You thought Take Care was sad.
Yeah.
Bro, that nigga didn't even write half of that shit. Goddamn
I
Weekend.
I wouldn't say all.
Shout
that.
Out to Bill.
Yes, shout out to Bill.
Shout out The Weekend.
I wouldn't say Abel.
We're not shouting out The Weekend on the show.
He hates The Weeknd.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, oh,
he hates The Weeknd.
Wow.
I forgot, like, The Weeknd.
Damn, why? It's just, he just.
That's because Dalton was
such
like
an icy public figure.
Huh? What happened?
Dalton, he just didn't live that. He didn't live that.
No, I just do. I hate the way he sounds. I literally hate it.
Wow.
People say that about Young Thug too.
I don't like Young Thug.
It's been so many females I done like try to play his shit in front, and they're like, bro, what the fuck is this? What is he saying? Why does he sound like that? I'm just like, bro,
you need to listen.
If you don't like Young Thug, I can't fuck with you.
Not at all.
Big slap.
I think The Weeknd, you had to be there from like day one.
I had House of Balloons, bro.
So what's the problem?
Yeah, well, on God, what's the problem?
I heard it.
On God, what?
I don't like his voice. I don't know what else to tell you, bro.
So you wasn't sitting in your room with candles in the dark thinking, no, this is the hardest shit I ever heard in
my
life?
I was like,
you wasn't on that?
I was like, why is he screaming with 90% reverb? I don't like this.
Fuck. Reverb.
See, Dalton also is more of a, like, hip-hop historian type of person.
Yeah.
Like, Lil Brother, MF Doom.
Ooh, MF Doom.
RIP to the God. What's the group? The Roots, like,
More,
you know.
So I gotta ask y'all, Lauryn Hill or Erykah Badu?
Don't do.
You said it.
Like, who I like better?
Erykah.
But
Lauryn, obviously, we gonna give Lauryn her the Fugees and Miseducation.
I mean, her album's phenomenal. Sure. I think we've even discussed this in length on here, but listen, I cannot, in good conscience, tell somebody who has one album is better than somebody with several.
Unless that one album
but
is
that one
good.
Yeah, it's cool, but that's all we got.
It was all right.
I love it.
Why do you think that is?
Can we go through this discography on that said album, please? Oh, my God.
Okay, if we do that, then we got to go through Erica shit. Bro, bro.
We have to go through all of Erica.
Exactly.
Shit.
That shit don't.
Look, I love the album. I have it right here.
Education.
I fuck with Lauryn Hill. I fuck with Lauryn Hill strong, but it's just like, bro, Erica gave me more, and she gave me. I don't like, bro. I
look. Also,
let me see this phone.
Also,
I felt this.
X Factor is one of the greatest.
No skips.
Facts.
Oh, there is no skips.
No skips. Zero.
There's no skips on the Fuji album either. I like
the Fuji La. The Fix. No, that was Scarface.
It's no skips on the Baduism album either.
No, there's not.
Or
Mama's Gun.
Yeah, or Mama's Gun. So
look,
let's just do that.
So do they need a versus or?
They do a versus.
Erica do her verses with Jill Scott.
You wildin'. Lauryn Hill ain't gonna show up.
Jill Scott, that bitch too.
Yeah, cause she gonna show up 3 hours late. Are we good? And then she's gonna yell at her band for fucking up, even though they're not there.
What the fuck are y'all doing?
She's been sued like 6 times from her band because she's a fucking terrible person.
Yeah, that shit came out in 98.
Shout out Jill Scott. Shout out Jill Scott.
I love that.
What year come up?
98.
Yeah.
Dude, that's my year. That's the year.
X Factor, Doo-Wop.
That thing.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, I love that album.
She got some joint. Everything is Everything. Lost Ones. Yeah, she got.
I fuck with your nails too. I'm sorry.
Oh, I appreciate it. I got to get these hoes re. Had to go on a date. Didn't want to show up looking, you know, any kind of way. But yeah, Lauren's first album, I mean, people include the Fuji shit as well. So that's what they give her that for. But it's just hard to like discredit somebody as Erica who's been consistent her whole career. Facts.
You're right.
Where Lauren is popping in and out and doing what she does. But my question about Lauren is to y'all. Do y'all think she didn't put out another album because of the pressure of that first album being so good that she didn't feel like she could deliver?
I could understand that because that you could outdo yourself to the point where it's like, damn, what the fuck?
What else do I have to say or do?
Yes.
I mean,
that could happen.
But the greats on it that stopped them. Stevie Wonder, Miles Davis, Kanye.
Would you say
Jay-Z?
I was going to say something wild, but I don't know if I should say that. All of them have. So you do you feel like all these artists that you just named have an album better than Miss Education?
What? Yes.
I was just asking.
Yes.
I'm inquiring.
Yes. Why are you doing which one?
Heartbreaks and 808s.
Kanye heartbreaks. Almost any
did
Kanye
I say it right? I don't know. 808s and Heartbreaks. Yeah, 808s and Heartbreaks.
That was a great album.
It was tough, bro. Oh my. Yeah. Like, my mom was the main one putting me on. Like, my dad listened to, like, Scarface and goddamn.
Good choice, though.
UGK and shit like that.
Okay.
And
from Texas, a great choice.
Yeah, yeah. So, but my mom, she was, like, more musically inclined. Like, she had me listening to everything, like, pop music, goddamn rock music, like, Beastie Boys and shit. And Kanye West. We used to play Flashing Lights every day.
That's a great
every
song.
Single day.
I remember when that like, shit dropped.
Yeah, crazy. Didn't hear nothing like that before.
I was a senior in high school.
And then I'll go to my dad's house and be listening to No Limit Soldiers and goddamn.
Hell yeah.
I got best of both worlds type shit. I feel like that's why I'm so versatile too. Because like, I get bored listening. I mean, I get bored like making the same music.
Oh yeah. You had to be open to trying some new shit. With this music shit.
Yeah. Like the music I got about to come out, bro, y'all gonna be like, oh damn.
Oh damn.
Oh damn?
Yes. Oh damn.
Well, oh damn.
Oh damn. That's what we're gonna name this episode.
Summer
finna be lit.
Oh damn.
Oh damn.
Yeah. Summer. God.
This is sticky summer.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hot.
I like it because it's like a double entendre.
Yeah, hot sticky summer.
Hot sticky.
Brother starving. Hey, hey man, the whole collective about to go crazy.
Yeah, bro. We even got some, bro. We got hella shit.
You got a posse cut?
Yes, even hell this nigga right here, my boy Hype.
You're an artist as well, bro.
Yes,
you sing or rap? Okay.
I want that posse cut. I want that Dipset anthem for y'all.
Hey, man.
I want you to come with your arm in the sleeve, like with a purple chinchilla like Cameron did.
Yeah,
I want all.
Y'all
that.
Gonna see me in a mink or there we chinchilla go. For sure. I'm
please,
definitely, bro. I seen
that.
Teddy Pendergrass with one on. Yeah, I, like, yeah, I need that.
That was a smooth motherfucker.
I need
boy.
That. Yeah. And one of the Isley brothers. And I was like, yeah.
No, Ron is. Ron is one on one.
Yeah, he's one on one.
Yes, I need that. I got to do it.
That's a fact. Yes. Look, man, we superseded our time, which is fine, but we finna call this a episode. I appreciate y'all for coming, man, stopping by.
Oh, damn.
Y'all drop y'all's Twitters and ats and whatnot, man.
My Twitter name is MenaceWorld_. My Instagram name is StickyTheMenace613. Y'all go ahead and follow me and tune in. I drop a song next week on the 21st. The hell gonna go crazy, so make sure y'all just tap in. Somber EP out now.
Yes, Ersky. I go by Trey Ward. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Trey Ward Official. On the game. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? I go by the name of Hype. Y'all can follow me on Instagram, Hype Season, HYPP, SZN, Hype, two P's, no E.
Yes, sir. All right.
Well, if you don't get there, goddamn. This show was fun, though. I want to come back. So.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Because,
next time we gonna have more shit to talk about.
Nah, I'm gonna let you make it this episode because I really wanted to talk about the aftermath of the last episode you came to. Like, because we didn't talk about how the girls hit us up and then like what y'all had to go through and all that shit. Well, the girls hit Dalton up. I was like, yo, let that shit rock.
No,
yeah, I definitely talked to Adam and I was like, hey, bro, these. I'm gonna talk to Trey because these girls probably go.
Trey Ward, bro. Yeah.
That situation didn't have nothing to do with me, bro.
Everywhere we go, bro, this nigga get, bro. We can't even go hoop without somebody knowing who this nigga is. Like, god damn.
You said what,
bro? I have a hoodie on, mask on. Man, what?
They talking about Trey Ward.
you can only see eyes and eyebrows, and people just can. I don't know.
God damn, can't take this motherfucker nowhere.
Alien head.
I'm gonna let y'all get Ryan's number in case y'all need security. My homie that walked y'all in,
he was standing. I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh god, he was at the door outside. I was like, damn, he for us,
bro.
Yeah, Chris was like, go out there and tell him, yeah, Chris said you can come upstairs.
Thanks.
Yeah. He just big for no reason.
Yeah,
man.
That's all it is. You go to gym and shit and dreads. He looks intimidated, but he's.
You need one of them niggas.
He's a teddy bear. Yeah.
He's a big old teddy bear. Yeah.
Thanks.
Anything else, Chris?
Nah, man.
Wrap it up.
Again, appreciate y'all for coming, though, for real. This is a great conversation.
Yeah.
Great music,
sure.
too.
Yes, sir. Appreciate Double Homicide. You, appreciate
you. Double Homicide.
I'll put the link in the description.
Hell yeah.
Mine.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.